sand replenishing. It's a solution to our eroding beaches on the South Shore. That is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beach reporter Christina Jedra on the line this morning. Hi there.
Hi, good to be here.
Yes, so we're talking the sand replenishment project at Ala Moana Beach Park, right?
Right, yeah. So the city is planning this major makeover of the whole park, which includes this controversial playground, but also this sand replenishment project. And basically what that means is they're going to dredge a bunch of sand from offshore and bring it to the shoreline to widen the beach, which is great news for beachgoers, but not so great news for the critters that live in the sand.
Yeah, and this is an expensive endeavor here.
It is. It's a $10 million project. The funding's already been approved by City Council, and they're hoping to get to work sometime next year.
So what's the situation with the environmental impact study?
Yeah, so the EIS addressed a lot of things, how this will, you know, affect trees and animals in the area. One thing it didn't touch on, though, is what happens to what lives in the sand. These are the worms, the crabs, the shrimp that we don't always see as humans, but that are food for fish and birds. I spoke with some researchers at the University of California who studied beach replenishment in San Diego, and they found that these sand replenishment projects can be fatal to the critters that live in the sand, and that can have wider implications for the ecosystem.
So what does, I guess, the state say about that?
Well, the city and the state didn't seem too concerned. They basically said, you know, look, we have to do this project. I guess alternative is the beach erodes and, you know, we lose our beaches. So they said that the risk is kind of worth the reward in this case.
Well, I know Sam Lemo with DLNR, the Department of Land and Natural Resources, he was involved with the replenishing project in Waikiki. What does he say about this? I mean, does he think it's a major impact?
Yeah, there were some mixed results with that Waikiki project. On one hand, researchers who did a survey after that replenishment project found that there was no significant impact to things like sea urchins and sea cucumbers, but they did say there was a significant decrease in diversity. Lemo wasn't really able to give me further information on why that is, but he suggested it wasn't because of the sand replenishment project. But the scientists I spoke with said really more research is needed to see what the long-term environmental impacts of these projects can be.
Is this just a kind of a thing where it's like, you know, we're talking about the life on the lower end of the food chain here?
Exactly, yeah. These are the small things that we probably don't even notice when we go to the beach, the little crabs that kind of burrow in the sand. But it is a big deal if you're a fish and that's what you rely on to eat. So it can have effects going all the way up the food chain.
Now, I know that I often see a lot of turtles in the area, but there aren't a lot of fish. And even on the reef, there's maybe just, you know, limited like sponges, but it's not as abundant as, you know, other beaches around the island, around Oahu.
Right. And that was one of the points made by Sam Lemo with the state that, you know, Ala Moana, like Waikiki Beach, is a man-made beach. It's not, you know, one of the more abundant, like, major coral reefs that we have. So, you know, if we're going to do a project like this, it's sort of more acceptable to do it on an artificial beach versus one of those other places.
Yeah. And so as far as the city, then, they're just saying, well, if this really improves the area for recreation, that it kind of outweighs the risk to these crabs and things on the sand?
Yeah, I mean, when you think about the alternative, beach replenishment is seen as a more eco-friendly, you know, alternative to something like seawalls, which puts a barrier on the beach that actually exacerbates erosion. So basically, with sea level rise and erosion challenges, we're forced to make some really tough decisions, and sometimes there's trade-offs, and the exact implications of what that will be at Ala Moana is yet to be seen.
And does the city have like a timetable on when they want to begin this replenishment?
Yeah, they said that they want to start next year. They do have a lot of work to do in terms of permitting before then. The final environmental impact statement was just released on Friday, so they have to get a lot of state and federal permissions to start dredging the water, which will be 2,000 feet Mackay of the nearest surf break, and putting all that sand on the shoreline. It's a major project. It's 70,000 cubic yards of sand, which is about 21 Olympics swimming pools. So it's one of the larger projects of this kind that we've seen in the state.
Well, I know the city has their Office of Sustainability and Climate Change, so I'm sure they're looking at this project just to see, you know, what can be done to save some of that beach if, you know, if it's going to go away eventually.
Right. Yeah, it's a challenge. And we're going to be seeing probably more of these kinds of projects as we try to save our beaches from sea level rise. So it's just good to think about how our actions are impacting the environment.
Yeah. What are the trade-offs here? All right. Well, thanks so much, Christina.
Thanks for having me.
That was reporter Christina Jedra with today's Reality Check. And if you haven't yet read her story on this issue, visit civilbeat.org.